Russia has accused U.S. forces of occupying the Al-Tanf region in eastern Syria and hampering the access of humanitarian aid there. In a statement, Russia's foreign ministry said a 55-kilometer area near Syria's border with Iraq and Jordan is de facto occupied by the U.S. armed forces. The statement also said that Washington is preventing access to the Syrian government forces. Moscow has further called on the U.S. to allow full access to aid convoys trying to reach the Rukban refugee camp in the area. U.S. forces have set up a military base in a desert region known as Al-Badia, drawing the ire of Damascus. The Kremlin has time and again accused the U.S. military of shielding terrorists around the base. Tim Anderson is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney who joins us. You have this area that's, in, you can't use any other word but occupied by the U.S. because obviously they're not there at the invitation of the Syrian government. So that's one point. Then you have the other point of how these, in many respects, terrorists that are roaming around that area, that are being trained by the U.S., the U.S. actually is training 400 of them based on some reports in another new name. What is your take on what is happening in this area?
Yes, you've also had Daesh or ISIS terrorists that have gone down to that area from where they've been driven out of the eastern part of Syria. So that southeastern part there, that the desert down there, is also, remember, strategically, it's the most direct route from Iraq and Iran through to Damascus. So in terms of supplies, there has been some supplies for Syria, for example, the Deir ez-Zor coming from Iran through Iraq. But the most direct supply route between those three countries is actually through Al-Tanf through the southern part of Iraq. So it seems to be a blocking move by the US, more than a temporary support for those terrorist groups, a strategic blocking move to try and impede the developing relations, rapidly developing relations between those three countries, between Iran, Iraq, and Syria.
The U.S. has not made any, has not tried to hide the fact that they are there on Syrian soil indefinitely. The Pentagon came out 3 weeks ago saying that we're there for the time being, we're not going to be leaving. Do you think that, what does that exactly signal? Does that mean that they are there to conduct military operations against the legitimately democratically elected government of the Bashar al-Assad? Or are they there just to oversee things? What is your view on it?
Well, they will invent different pretexts as they go along. You recall that the pretext for the re-entry into Iraq in middle of 2014 was to fight Daesh. They didn't do that. They helped Daesh covertly, in some cases more overtly, so far as the Iraqis and the Syrians are concerned. So my government, for example, in Australia has announced it's going to withdraw from Iraq and any operations in Syria because of the defeat of Daesh, but the US has invented some sort of new pretext which is rather vague. In reality, what they're doing, of course, is they want to keep a foothold in the region. They want to keep a foothold in Iraq, in Syria, the northeastern Syria, southeastern Syria, as many places as possible, really, because the only countries in the region they don't have military bases are Iran and Syria, and that's no coincidence. They're the two countries that have faced the wrath of the U.S. in recent times.
Tim Anderson, thank you. Senior lecturer at the University of Sydney there.